Hello, Elizabeth. This is Blueprint Studios. We're going into the inner sanctum now. And this is the control room, Elizabeth. This is Craig Potter, who's mixing the track as we speak. There's a song called Bullets and one called Hold Back the Night.
Hold Back the Night.
Hold Back the Night, I think, is going to be the opening track. We're just discussing that. And, yeah, it's got a tension and a disquiet about it.
Soon I'll be after.
Guy Garvey has walked into the room. He's producing the record with Craig Potter.
You were saying that a three-piece is good for making decisions, you know, three people in the band. Mm. Is that still the case for you? And how is it working with Guy and Craig? Because obviously you're mates as well, and they're quite involved in this record too.
In terms of the way we look at it, the songs come from John. John revisits themes from different angles, and over the years I've sort of seen him really refine areas of his songwriting that I thought were pretty much there the first time we worked together. How many years? 12 years? 12 years ago. And sort of this element of his songwriting, which I've always found spellbinding, he's just refined it and refined it and refined it. By the time it gets to Craig and I, they just need a pair of fresh ears. They just need somebody to come in from the outside.
This is a sparse record, and a lot of the songs are about isolation. And I know I've mentioned the word a lot, tension.
The first thing that John said was, all these songs are about looking back, and they're all about romance, and they're all about disappointment, and they're all about joy as well. But overall, he said, they're about magic. And as for the mood of the record, from the very, very beginning, the band were insistent that they wanted this to be a record that people listen to on their own, with a glass of wine at night or whatever. It ended up being an opportunity for me and Craig to dress Clute's songs in a kind of classic backdrop. Sam Cooke, for instance, came up all the time, the way we treated the strings and things like that. Basically, to throw in the songwriting in the kind of sort of classy environment it deserved. There's another side of Clute's writing, which is playful and direct, and John's lyrics come in punchy, stark images that really stay with you. Sometimes make you laugh, sometimes make you cower under your bed. And this is an opportunity to go back to that sort of area. This is really, really a classic Clute record.
I've always wanted to show that, you know, beauty is, it can be about ghastly things, things that might frighten you slightly. Beauty in life can be quite a visceral thing and snappy and sharp.
You said that Sky at Night had obviously, that lots of people had heard it, it was taken to a wider audience. How has it changed things? And has it changed how you approach making this record or changed the way that you worked on it at all?
I think from time to time, it was a great shot in the arm. I mean, I remember the first time we got played on the John Peel show, or first time you get to play Glastonbury. There's things that you kind of, that you want to do. When you start off, the kind of Mercury Prize and things like that aren't on the list. You're a little bit poncy, really. But as time goes on, you know, it is a shot in the arm.